Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're tackling a topic that could drastically improve how we deal with outputs from large language models. Why is it crucial to validate these outputs, you might ask?
Exactly. LLMs are great at generating text, but often that text isn't perfectly structured data. We need to ensure what we get is reliable. That's where Pydantic comes in.
Pydantic helps turn that messy text into validated Python objects. It checks if the data matches our expected schema and provides clear error messages when it doesn't.
Right. So what does that mean for developers? It essentially acts like a safety net, preventing runtime errors that can be a nightmare to debug later.
Absolutely. Imagine you're building an application that extracts contact information. With Pydantic, you can ensure that the name, email, and phone number are all validated before they're used.
And if something goes wrong, Pydantic gives you precise validation errors, so you know exactly what needs to be fixed. That's so much better than the vague errors we often encounter. It also allows for custom validation logic. For instance, you can ensure phone numbers meet specific formats. It's like adding an extra layer of quality control. And if LLMs return extra text along with the data, Pydantic can help parse that too. You can extract the necessary JSON and validate it